Mobile.
Hey, Rick, how are you doing this morning?
NADMH, KI7QMD, good morning.
Hey, I heard you on 3-5, but 3-5's not the one that's on the link anymore. It's 147.26.
I got to add that to my list. I keep hearing you on 3-5 quite a bit, but anyway, good morning. How are you today?
Well, we're surviving, making our way to work here. It's Friday. It feels like fall, and got a pretty, well, if everything goes according to plan, which there's a very small chance it will, it should be an okay day.
All right. Well, I found the perfect radio for my Tacoma, and I can't remember the model number, but it is a tri-band APRS Bluetooth GPS digital or DMR mobile radio that has a remote Bluetooth head.
Oh, that's neat. Is it one of those Anytones?
Yeah, you probably didn't hear a word of what I said. I'm going over to the 86.
I heard you just fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Anytone. What do you think of Anytone? One of my Andy talkies is, it's an Anytone that's been rebranded, but, for DMR radio, it seems pretty decent.
And they're not bad little rigs. So, I personally don't own one, but I've got a bunch of Motorola's that do the same thing, minus the APRS bit.
Pretty cheap. It's also got band, and it receives airband, which is fun. I'm probably going to get it now so that I can set it all up and get it programmed and everything else so it's ready for when I get my truck. I just realized there was another remote head, Bluetooth remote head. It's actually not a remote head, it's a remote handheld, basically, out on the market other than the one I got, so it's kind of cool. Looks pretty rugged too.
Yeah, right on. Oh, that's cool. I gotta see about getting my N7500 repaired. I'm really quite bummed that the transmit capability on it is the PHF transmit is pretty much no more, because I really like having that in my car.
I hear you. It's really convenient. Radio. Too bad your finals failed. Mine's been ticking along pretty good without any incidents. I looked at the upgrade to this, and it doesn't look like it. Now, I guess it does have full-time APRS, but to get DMR in a similar package is kind of cool.
And that's something you definitely don't see every day. That's kind of neat. Hold on one second. My 800 portable fell over and it keyed up. Anyway, oh, that's neat. I'll have to do some research on what that is. So, I might spend my Labor Day tinkering with radios because Emma's got to work on Monday because Bigby doesn't close on Labor Day. because, you know, people that require their Big B coffee would think that that's a crime, so, you know. But that means I get the day to do whatever I want.
I don't know what happened. Maybe it's my short antenna. I didn't hear anything. I think I need to get a bigger antenna on this thing. Sometimes I lose sync to this Bluetooth head. Anyway, yeah, I was kind of happy I found it. But what's in store for your day? You heading anywhere good?
Yeah, I'm going to Frankfurt here in about an hour to meet the HVAC company over there. Apparently there was an issue with the AC unit. So, we basically facilitated the service job, and then I got to go in there to let them in because I'm the only one with a key. Well, besides the 911 director and the state. So, anyway, I basically get to sit there and watch them do their thing and make sure nothing burns to the ground. And then when it's done, I report back and say, hey, this is fixed now. We're good to go. So, but, I think your signal into the repeater, Rick, is good. You sound great. You're full scale. I think, I don't know, I've had issues with PL decode online. So if I had CTCSS decode turned on, sometimes it would just randomly mute and I wouldn't hear the repeater. But it would be receiving it. Like, it would be actually picking up the signal, but it would mute the speaker because it thinks that the PL isn't the right PL. So I always turned off PL decode because it was just unreliable. But I don't know if they fixed that with the newer update or what. Because I updated to 8.8 and it addressed some of the other issues that I had, but I never did try to see if it fixed the PL issue.
Oh, that's an interesting thought. Yeah, sometimes I have trouble when I've got two channels live, when it's receiving, you know, two different frequencies, that one of them steps on the other, and every now and then I can see the signal meter bouncing, but I'm not hearing anything. If I shut off the handheld and turn it back on again, it comes back on, which is what I did just a minute ago. It's kind of a weird Chinese Bluetooth funky thing, I think. I don't know if it's a PL code or not, because if I've got, I don't know. You never know. Could be something crazy. For the most part, it works perfect, and a lot of times I just shut the second channel off if I'm getting stepped on. I don't like that you can't prioritize the frequency that you've got it called up for transmit. It lets the other channel step on you.
I can tell you exactly why that is. It's because what's happening is the radio itself only has a single receiver, but it gives you the illusion of having two or three, because if you have it on dual receive for two different repeaters, it also is listening to APRS at the same time. But it's using one receiver to do all that. So it's basically changing the channels super rapidly so that way it can receive all that other stuff on one receiver. And when it detects activity on something else that it's scanning on, scanning but not actually scanning, like it's switching between the three, whenever it stops on whatever one is active, it sticks with it because it doesn't want to mute the audio.
Yeah, and it's annoying. But, I don't know. Well, it sounds like you got a supervisory job today. So, Frankfurt's kind of nice. You got Mayfair Burger down there. You've got, Birch and Naples, a really good breakfast restaurant. I don't know if they're open on the weekdays. But their chicken and waffles is amazing. You're going down into the town of Frankfurt or just near it?
Going right to the fire department, actually. That's where the tower's at. So right down in Frankfurt. And I don't quite have the budget for anything fancy, food-wise, but if depending on what time I get out of there, I might go make a stop at A&W. I do want some cheese curds.
Yeah, that's kind of a little jewel. You don't see A&W's just everywhere. It is kind of cute having that thing there. There's a, they're only open for dinner, though. There's a, I don't know if you like hot Mexican food. There's a Mexican restaurant up the hill. Oh, when you get out of Frankfort, there's a little town at the top of the hill. I can't remember the name of it, but there's a Mexican restaurant there that's pretty decent, too. But I know my way around the state by food places.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I just got your beacon. Let's see where you're at. You were picked up. Oh, yeah, you're headed up north. You were picked up via East TVC and then digipeded again by South Boardman. I'm going to get another digipeder over near Kalkaska, Mansalona area. That would certainly help our coverage issues there.
Yeah, you know, you could probably get Pete to put one on his tower, couldn't you? That would cover that area, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I asked him politely, and he gave me the polite, not at this time, and I was like, okay. So, I just got to find someone that's got a spot. I don't even need to be up too terribly high. It's pretty flat over there, it, you know, so it's not like, you know, 40 feet can get you pretty far in that area.
Yeah, I'd offer you a spot at my place, but I'm in a one of the deepest holes on Earth. I'm right down near Torch River, so coverage would be hard. But I was just thinking on the way in this morning, I got the DMR, DMR the internet repeater in my house, and I was thinking about maybe I should put an amplifier on that thing or something so that it had a little more range.
I would strongly encourage you to not do that. I've tried that. The receiver on those is pretty bad, and the transmitter is very, it generates a lot of spurs. I would not even think about amplifying that. I would get one of those MMDVM repeater boards and get a couple cheap, like, Motorola mobiles or something like that to do that with, and then hook it up to a duplexer or something. Because if you amplify it, yeah, it'll go further, but it's not going to hear any better. It's still going to hear pretty abysmally, and those already talk further than they hear in the first place. So there you go. All right, Rick, I'm going to run inside here to the shop for a little bit and get some paperwork done, and then I'm going to head to Frankfort. Catch you later. N8DMH.
73, have a good day. KI7, QMG Mobile.
WSAP Airport Monitoring.
KE8FGW monitoring.
KDMH mobile.
KE8FGW monitoring. Marble.
KF8DNS monitoring.
KE8DNT mobile.
KF8DNF. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hey, Bentley, how you doing? How was your overnight trip?
Yeah, it was excellent, man. Had a really good time, and it's a little chilly, and I was barely equipped for that overnight, but didn't die, so worked out just fine.
Did knees hold up okay for you?
Yeah, no problems there. They actually give me more trouble sleeping at night than they do while I'm hiking. But yeah, I put 13.7 miles on them Tuesday, and just a real quick 4.5 out on Wednesday morning, and they don't seem to be any worse for the wear.
That's good to hear. That is good to hear. So the recovery must have done its job.
Well, I've been hammering them pretty good in the gym. I was taking it easy on them like they told me to, and was not feeling very good about it. I was very sore and pretty disappointed in my recovery. And then I just started really getting after it and aggressively working on strengthening the muscles around the joints, and they've responded quite well to that. And I'm sore the day of and the day after I work them out really hard, but the rest of the time in between, they feel just solid, so I think I'm doing the right thing.
Well, and you have more experience in that than your average bear at, you know, going to the gym and working out with things like that and understanding how the strength of muscles around a particular injured area deal or, you know, will be better off with that kind of workout. So, yeah, I think in your case you probably had a better plan in mind than the therapist.
Well, a lot of it is just about knowing about and listening to your body and how it responds and reacts. And, you know, you can try something, and, boy, if your body doesn't like it, it's going to tell you. And if it responds to it, well, some is good, more is better.
Yeah, I think people just have to be, as I say people, I mean me, you know, have to be smart enough and intuitive enough to interpret and understand what your body's trying to tell them instead of just being stubborn and pushing through sometimes.
We can't just muscle through everything anymore. We got to be a little bit smarter about it. So, hey, are you just getting out on work release?
Yep, headed home. I'm going to stop by the gas station first and then collect my bride and then head over and see Mom for a little bit tonight.
Off all weekend, or do you have to work tomorrow?
No, we get a three-dayer. I'm going to do plenty of work this weekend. Hopefully I can bust butt and get my all my wood processed and get that chore done so that's not looming over me, but got a few other things to do. But, yeah, we got a three-day weekend like everybody else, so that's nice.
Get together if you've got some time in between all of your chores. We can get together and smoke a cigar and catch up if this would be a good weekend for it.
Yeah, I would like that. That's been way too long since we've done that sort of thing.
Yeah, as it looks, my Saturday is wide open. So other than killing skunks and stuff like that, I don't have a whole lot going on this weekend.
Well, and I was just thinking, 'cause Saturday is one of my busier days this weekend, but Sunday in the afternoon, I'm free. I know the kids are coming over for brunch in the morning, but after about 12, 1 o'clock-ish, I'm open in the afternoon, so yeah, there it is.
Hello, W8RPM.
Stand by for a second. Let me just introduce you to my friend Chris. Chris, I can't remember your call sign, but I'm sure you'll mention it to Ron. But back to Sunday, Chris. Yeah, Sunday might be a possibility. Christy and I usually go out for Sunday fun day for lunch. But given that Monday's a holiday, yeah, I might be able to get out Sunday afternoon. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, K8ZAT here, Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Alpha Tango. Chris is the name. Yeah, that sounds good. Just let me know what you decide to do, and I'm sure we can make something work.
Yeah, copy that. I'll let you know. So just so you know, Ron is one of the Elmers in the area that's been very kind to me and has been giving me a lot of advice and help with my ham license and some of the other stuff that comes along with it. And I think that's good that you guys get to meet on the air as well. Go ahead, Ron.
Good. Forgive my punk signal if there is one. I'm in Gaylord. But 50 watt quarter wave, so it should be okay. Hello to Chris. My call is Whiskey 8 revolutions per minute, and the home for me is between and Sheboygan, about midway. But I just happen to be in doing some business, patronizing some of the local establishments, and spending money. But good to meet ya. Trying to keep the naysayers away from prejudicing newly licensed hams.
Well, I appreciate that. I've only had my ticket for I guess just about 2 years now, so I'm not much older into it than Bentley is.
Yeah, Ron, Chris and I have been GMRS buddies for a while now, and we've gotten into a few other little hobbies together, and he's kind of dragged me into the radio stuff, and I think he's happy that somebody else finally has a ham license that he knows. So we are really trying to dial in communications between us. He lives up kind of near Brutus, and we've got some geographical challenges in between us that we're trying to refine and work out and just get standard communications between us. It's been a lot of fun playing with it.
I didn't think there were any hams anywhere near Brutus, none that I knew of anyway. There's a particular restaurant there on the west side of the street that is a favorite of mine.
You must be thinking of the Camp Belly, I believe they call it.
Yeah, it's sort of in its second lifetime. It was probably even more popular before COVID. And then it closed, and then we were afraid it wasn't going to reopen. It wasn't reopening for a number of months and even years. I understand that the people that own Travada Golf Course and maybe even the, what's the, Dam Site Inn, I think it's those people that own it now, I think.
I was under the impression that the people that owned the Douglas Lake Bar were the new owners of it, but I could be wrong too. But the menu stayed about the same. Prices went up a little bit from what it was pre-COVID, but you kind of got to expect that, I suppose.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right. That's it. All right, I'm hopping out at one of my errand stops here in town. I'll be back. W8RPM, Bentley, go ahead.
Yeah, catch you later, Ron. We might be hanging around for a bit. I know Chris is in transit somewhere, so I'll be listening in, KFA-DNF.
Yep, I'm going to have to duck out here, too. I'm just getting ready to pull into the gas station, and then I got a short jaunt home, but I'll get back on after that. K-A-G-A-T.
Either catch up with you later this afternoon, tonight, and or tomorrow, and maybe we can put together a solid plan for Sunday. KFA DNF.
Sounds good, Bentley. I should be
Tom here.
I should be in the radio shack probably after 7:30-ish. So I'll give a shout out to you and see if you're listening. KADAD.
W8FIK, Tom here.
Hello, Tom. KFA-ENF, Bentley from Harbor Springs.
Hey, Bentley. Seems like I've heard you or maybe talked to you once before. It was Tom here in Traverse City, and I heard some voices out there. I thought I'd jump in and say hello.
Chat once before. Are you down in Traverse City today?
I am in Traverse City. I've lived here about 50 years and probably going to be here for the rest of my years. Enjoying the beautiful fall weather. How about you?
Are you still there, or did I lose you?
W8FIK. Not sure what happened. Heard some sounds like a bird chirping on the repeater, and I heard nothing. How do you hear me now?
Very clear, just like you were last time we had an exchange. So last question I asked you was, are things as busy down in Traverse City this weekend as they are up here in Harbor Springs?
Okay. I missed that one, but maybe I keyed over you. It's always busy in Traverse City, you know. So, Stan, I've been here like 50 years. And when I was young, you could have shot a cannonball down the main street in the wintertime and never hit a soul. Now it's like busy, 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 24-7 every day of the week. So, you know, but heck, it's a beautiful day. And I went out for a nice walk in the nature trail, enjoying the weather. So no complaints here. Go ahead.
Yeah, same here. I enjoy this little cool down. Fall is my favorite season, and looking forward to all the trimmings that come along with that. So, yeah, favorite time of year.
I'm with you, Bailey. I enjoy it. I always have. And, you know, I don't really mind any of the seasons too much, except summer when it gets to be 90 degrees, you know. I don't really care for that too much when the humidity kicks up a little bit, but I'm at the point in my life where I don't have to get out if I don't want to, you know. So it's all good.
Had a few brutal days this year, a little, few more than usual, and yeah, being able to hole up in air conditioning and not have to be out in it, being at that point in life is pretty nice. Sounds like you might be retired, and I'm looking at that in a few years down the road. Really envious of guys like you that have those options, and looking forward to becoming part of that club, too.
Yeah, don't be in a hurry. I'm retired because I had to be. I'm disabled. A lot of health hip problems hit me about 10 years ago. And the doctor said I couldn't do anything like that anymore, so pretty limited with what I can do. I was wondering, it sounds like you're on this repeater quite a bit, or on this system. I don't know much about this. We were hooked to a bunch of different repeaters around the state, or how's this working on here?
From the Northern Michigan Linked Repeater Network, I believe it's called, and they've got a website that sometimes works. But there's a young guy down in Traverse City that I think is kind of the driving force behind the technical pieces of it. There are towers linked together in Traverse City, I think Sutton's Bay maybe, Petoskey, which is the tower I'm hitting, Mackinac City, and Sheboygan. And there's a fairly good group of guys that, a good-sized group of guys that you can talk to out here once in a while.
Okay, I think I'll have to look up that website. I heard a little bit about it. Sorry, I'm losing my voice today for some reason. I think you're talking about Drake. I've been trying to get together with him or somebody and help him teach me about my DMR radio. Had a heck of a time with it. I got where I can make a few local comms on it, but not much. I'm a little still confused by it. You know, I'm an old guy. I got back into this hobby when there was vacuum tubes that would heat your basement and your radio, you know, so. But I'm embracing the new stuff and enjoying it all, and I live in a little tiny apartment where I can't have up an HF antenna or anything, so I'm just enjoying radio.
He's the guy. NADMH is his call sign, and he's very knowledgeable, and he's helped me out quite a bit. I just got into DMR in the last couple of weeks myself. Built myself a hotspot in my house. I am in range of a DMR repeater in this area in Petoskey. And, yeah, I've been playing with it a little bit. It's fun and it's interesting.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I also have a Yaesu FT-70 that does the fusion stuff. So I think that a little bit. But my interest in either one of them was that I could hook up with some of these thought groups that had, like, countrywide or nationwide talk groups on it where I could talk to people all over, and I have never been able to make that happen, so some parts of it is still way above my brain level.
A little bit of a challenge. The key to it is being able to build a code plug on your computer that you enter all of those talk groups in as channels and sync that to your radio, and then you basically just dial up the channel for that specific talk group, key it up, and you're off to the races.
W8FIK. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing is I need to get a hotspot, and I can't afford to do it yet. But someday I will, hopefully before winter. I think it'll be something for me if I'm stuck at home a lot in the wintertime. It'll be some fun radio fun, you know, to talk to people all over and hear people's voices and all that, which I used to love when I could do the HF stuff. So I'll get there one step at a time.
My ears are moving. NADUH.
Hey, good afternoon, Drake. Hope you heard my accolades there on you. Tom was asking some questions about DMR, and I told him how much you've helped me out.
Oh, well, that's nice. Thank you. Anyway, I just walked in here, and when Tom unkeyed, I heard the meow, and I was like, ooh, he's using my repeater. It doesn't get a whole lot of use. But aside from me, any damage.
Yeah, I thought that was you. I love the little bird squawking sound on the repeater.
Yeah, that's actually my cat meowing.
We don't get to hear those fun little things on the link system, unfortunately.
Well, I set the courtesy tone for the Petoskey machine. Technically, that's not my repeater. It's owned by the Charlevoix, Sheboygan, Emmett County Public Service Communication Organization. So I don't have a say on whatever random stuff comes out of that one, but the Munson repeater in Travers, that's mine. So whatever awful noises that I want to have come through the repeater, I can make them go through.
Oh, well, it's all fun. To me, it sounds like the repeater's cutting in and out. Or if I got something loose, I'm going to check my antenna connections. Nice talking to you with you both, and have an awesome day. W8FIK. See ya.
Tom, good to hear you on here. 444.35, give that one a try, too. It's at the same spot, it's just UHF. And that's connected to a bunch of repeaters down in the Detroit Metro and just southeastern Michigan area. So you hear a whole different crowd over there. Bentley, how is today going?
Hey, Tom. Good catching you on the air again. Take care, and hope to talk to you again. KFADNF. Drake, I'm doing great, man. And, finishing up the week. You know how it is.
All right, do you hear me on this? All right. Yep, sounds like I'm coming through. I just connected my All-Star at home so I can walk around on a portable. So, Bentley, I don't know what you said, but if you want to say it all again.
Saying that things are going great, just wrapping up the week and looking forward to the weekend. How about you?
How about this? The weekend has begun for me, and now it's time to play with more radio shenanigans.
Well, I just cracked a beer, so I guess my weekend has begun as well.
Welcome to the club.
Hey, so the other night down in the Jordan Valley, I was not able to get out and connect up with anyone, but while I was hiking, I did hear Ron, W8RPM, speaking with Brad up in the Sioux, and I could hear him, but I couldn't get out to him. And by the time I got up on a high point, those guys were gone. But I was getting into the Petoskey 1-9 from, it's called the Landslide Overlook, which is basically just outside of Elmira with a 5-watt HT.
Oh, yeah. I'm able to get into the 1-9 from the mobile anyway, just south of Mansalona. And after that, it's kind of hilltopping, but yeah, I'm very happy with its footprint.
Said Reach, you did a good job setting that one up and tuning it.
Hey, it works good. So I got to work on my own repeater. That's funny. My own repeater, it talks a lot better than it can hear. But that is an issue with the environment it's in. But I've got a solution for it. I just got to execute it and whatever. So
I just haven't had the time. It's quite a project that requires hauling another antenna up there with 4 feed line and mounting a secondary antenna up there for VHF. Sounds like a project. Are you somehow affiliated with the hospital, or do you just have some sort of a side agreement with them to mount some of your gear up there, and they're cool with it? Basically, it's like an agreement with T-Barge, and T-Barge helps out Munson with emergency communications and whatnot, so that's kind of what our in is there, and basically, if they needed us for any reason at all, we could provide emergency communications for them, or internet, or whatever they need, whenever they need it.
A little reciprocal hand-in-hand there. That's nice.
Yep, exactly. They've got a tower on the top of their building they don't use for anything else anymore. So everything that's on it is basically at my disposal. So that's what I'm using it for. Fun stuff.
Are you carrying a rating as a tower climber as well? Do you have to farm that out to somebody else to, you know, get the gear up in the air on something like that?
So I've got a rock climbing harness, and I make it work. So I've got many climbing rated carabiners that I use to clip in. It's only a 40-foot tower. It's not very tall, but it's on top of a 7-story building, so it's up pretty high.
Yeah, I got you. I didn't mean to give away any of your secrets there. I used to do some actual mountain climbing myself, and I've got a bunch of great gear that I haven't used in a lot of years, but I've been known to use it shoveling snow off my roof before, too.
A buddy of mine actually used his rock climbing harness to go up to the top of a sailboat mast, actually. He got hoisted up there, and they just pulled him up with a rope. It was quite hilarious.
Man, in one of those operations before, my buddy, who's as big as me, and I'm not a small guy, and his line was fouled at the top, so I had to winch him up there in a bosun seat, and yeah, that was a long, adventurous day.
Alrighty. Not an easy day. How about that?
Certainly not for the guy on the ground, but I think I would have rather been where I was, because when he was way up on top of that mast, and I can't remember how tall it was, but it's a pretty good-sized boat. It's a 40-foot sailboat. And every time I moved around down below, he yelled at me because the mast was swinging back and forth so bad.
Imagine being up 300 feet, and the tower does that. I don't know why, but I just lost PL on my all-star node here. All right, I'm going to investigate, because I have to hold the monitor button to hear you. Hey, DMH.
And enjoy the time off and some relaxation. We'll catch you down the wire, KF8 DNF.
KE8 FGW monitoring.
KF8ENF, good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Dudley. Oh, you've been active here lately. Listen, DL, I was out here in the yard doing some yard work, turned the radio on, finally sat down and grabbed myself a wobbly pop and going to call it a day, even though my day just started not that long ago.
That's great work if you can get it.
Oh, hey, that's for sure. So, but yeah, it's a beautiful day up here, and yeah, a little bit of clouds. Once in a while, you get passing cloud covers the sun, but other than that, I think it's probably about 60 as all, and maybe 61. I'm outside in, you know, shirt and sweatshirt, so it's nice weather.
About the same down here in Harbor Springs. I mowed the lawn over my lunch hour today, and that was a nice, easy, non-sweaty affair. This is the kind of weather that I really like, and I'm glad to see it finally arrived.
Yeah, I know, that's right. That's for sure. So, yeah, we had beginning of the month there, it was miserable. So, yeah, definitely cooled down, that's for sure. Just in time for the kids to go back to school. It starts next week for my children. So, but I think next week, yeah. Yeah, it's Labor Day this weekend. I'll be darned. I get work Monday, so I won't be doing any bridge walk affairs with the radio, so I didn't even volunteer. I think they're going to have a work day tomorrow. I don't know if I'll be able to wake up for it, so thinking about it. But we'll see what happens.
It was our tradition to take a picture of her every day on her first day of school, and we always did it outside. And, boy, some of those days she was pretty darn cold.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Our luck, it's always raining. So, yeah, that's usually get some server rain. But, yeah, the wife does that, too. So, I mean, she puts it, I don't know, probably files away somewhere now. It used to get to put in the scrapbook, but you don't leave much scrapbooks anymore.
Yeah, those pictures will come in handy when your kids have their high school graduation party, and you can put those on the board or make a time lapse video of it. It's all fun and games.
Oh, hey, that is an excellent idea. I have never thought about doing that. So yeah, this is actually her last year at. In eighth grade, yeah, she's in eighth grade this year, so this is her last year, then she'll be in a different school, so might have to do that if she graduates the school.
Fun times, man, make the most of those memories. They'll be gone before you know it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Time goes by so quickly. So I end up with three girls, so. One's, she's going to be two here in a little bit. A couple days she'll be two. So there we go.
Three daughters, wow. My mother had three boys, and I don't know which would be more challenging, but we only had one daughter, and she turned out to be just a fantastic human being and is doing great things as an adult now, working and being on her own and moving around the country and doing great stuff, so it's been fun to watch.
Oh, hey, that's good. So, yeah. She hasn't gave you any grandkids yet.
She's only 24, so she's got some other things that she's got to work on in the meantime.
Okay. So, but anywho, yeah. I don't know what else I'm gonna. Well, I had one project I was gonna do, but I have to go to the store to get it. So I don't know if I'm gonna make it there in time. So the wife's actually at work, so she only works a couple days a week. So I let her do that. She wants to. So I'm home with the girls. So I decided to come outside and. I started up the reel tiller. I haven't started it all summer since last summer, so just used it for a little bit and let the old gas run out and just refilled it with some new. And yeah, cutting the grass, I thought about it. And, you know, I see all the bumblebees here cutting all the pollen, so I was like, yeah, well, the grass can wait some other time, I think. And,
yeah, let those bumblebees do their work. That's important.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I think so. So, you know. Yeah, the quaking aspens up here, they're saying it's time for fall. They're already changing to a light yellow. So, yeah. So the time is, fall is definitely upon us.
See what that ice storm in March has done to the tree's stress level. And, how they're going to respond once they start changing down here. I don't know if it's going to be, change quicker, or they'll change later, or if they'll have different colors than usual, or maybe they'll just drop their leaves before they've changed. I've been thinking about that all summer, and we don't have anything changing yet, but over the next few weeks, I think we'll start to see some action.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, we're already getting down to about 48 that night there. So, I think in another few weeks, we're going to start seeing the high 30s that night.
Yeah, Tuesday I snuck out and I did a little overnight backpack in the Jordan Valley. As a matter of fact, I heard you and Ron on the radio, but I wasn't able to get out to you guys. But, yeah, Tuesday night down there in the Jordan Valley, it got down into, I would guess, the low 40s. I think in East Jordan it was forecast to be 45 or 46 degrees. And it was a chilly night, and it was pretty darn cool when I woke up in the morning, too.
Oh, well. Yeah, it hasn't got that cold yet. It was about 48 as far as I, what I could see. So, but, yeah, it's I can't wait. So I definitely like the winter.
It's just the best time of year for all of those things. So I look forward to it year-round. Plus, we'll be able to make left turns in our town again after this weekend, which will be really nice.
Oh, that's for sure. All the tours, yep, end of the tour season, that's for sure. Yeah, that too. So I'll be glad to get rid of them guys.
Yeah, I love them and I appreciate them. And, you know, I understand why they want to come here. This is a beautiful place. And that's why I live here. But, man, it just gets a little bit stressful toward the end of the summer. And, I really, really look forward to these shoulder months before the ski resorts start bringing a bunch of traffic up again. But, yeah, like I said, best time of year.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah. Yeah, we have one eel here in town. And, well, they're known for their tubing. So I haven't been on it since I was in college. So we took the our oldest there. A few years ago, she liked it, so I haven't. We should definitely do that this year. But, yeah, it does the tubing and the skiing and all downhill. We got the tow rope, so. But that's fun.
Yeah, the Sioux is a pretty cool area. I used to do a lot of shooting competitions at your sportsman's club outside of town. That was a nice facility there. But I've never been up to a ski hill around there, so I guess I'm not familiar with that. And I guess there's an old ski hill that is just west of St. Ignace that is a big tubing park now, kind of right near where the mystery spot is on US 2, if you know where that location is.
Ah, okay. Yep. Yeah, I've really never been there, but I think it was closed when I was growing up. But, yeah, I know what you're talking about. So I've been to that mystery spot once. So it was different. So it was neat. I think that's the only one I've ever been to in Michigan. I know there's all over. It used to be all over. I don't know if they still are or not. So, but, yeah, it's the only one in town. And if you go across the border there, then they got that Search Mountain or whatever it's called, and that's where most of the skiers get over there and hit the mountain. But yeah,
there's another place that I went to once just up by Pancake Bay, and the guy calls it Bella View, and he's an old hippie that does this backcountry skiing set up. He's got a house with a whole bunch of extra rooms and a second house that he rents out, and you can come up and ski for the weekends up there, or during the week, I guess. His name is N, and it's a really cool area. He backs up to a bunch of crown land and epic skiing in the backcountry up there if you like combat skiing without lifts. You have to earn your turns and climb up and ski down. It's fun.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I used to cross-country ski there. We have one of those in town, too. But it's been a while, so I always... I got the downhill skis. I don't have any cross-country skis. I've been looking for up here, so I was hoping to get the kids into it, but those gosh darn things are expensive. brand new, so I was looking for a used pair.
Yeah, I don't know if they even have ski swaps anymore, but when I was a kid growing up, we didn't have enough money to buy new gear, and I was always skiing on 20-year-old stuff that my parents picked up for cheap at a ski swap. And, boy, I had a lot of fun on that gear.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, my mom used to, every time she goes to, well, back when I was a kid, she would take a trip down to that, that ski place there. I don't know. I can't remember. It's in Petoskey, or is it on the way to Traverse City? I don't remember now. It's been so long, but there's a ski store there. And we always take a ride down there to grab ski gear. So
probably the Bonhof in Petoskey or Boyne Country Sports. I don't know how long Boyne has had their ski store, but they're both in the right in the same area in the Bayview Association in Petoskey. And, yeah, they've always had great stuff in there.
Yeah, so there you go. I remember going by. I just don't remember where it was. So it was probably Petoskey area. So I haven't been Petoskey in for quite some time. So, yeah, other than that, yeah. Well, just about time to put the boats away, even though I didn't get my boat out this year. We got the pontoon out, and actually it's still out, sitting at a dock there. Fred probably wants to get it put away. I got to work on this trailer yet. And we had a lighting issue, and I was like, well, I found the ground just laying there. I was like, well, it's probably the ground wire. So now, something happened to the harness part there, so I gotta replace all the wiring in it now, so we'll have to do that eventually. Then put the pontoon away and winterizing the boats for the winter.
You gotta pay to play, right?
Oh yeah, that's for sure. Then you gotta get the snow plows. Gotta get the snow plows ready.
To sign off. Good chatting with you today. You enjoy your weekend, and I hope you find some time to relax and don't work too hard on Monday when the rest of us are enjoying the day off. You take care of yourself, and I'm sure I'll talk to you again soon. KF8, DNF.
All right, Bentley. Yep, good talk to you also, and we'll definitely be out here again. So we're always monitoring, so especially when the repeater's right behind my house. 903 KE8 FJW.
KI7 QMD Mobile monitoring 190.
Okay, I heard somebody in there. Didn't call. Yeah, mobile.
KV8L doing a quick radio check. Anyone out there, please?
KF8ENF, station, you are coming in loud and clear.
Station KS, thank you very much for the comeback. Have a great afternoon, 73.
KEADAD.
WDADX, listening, 14714.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jeff. Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf.
Hey, Mr. Jim, I sure miss our morning chit-chat, you know?
Well, 2 months of radio silence, that's good and bad.
Yeah, it's kind of been one of those, I keep wanting to put a radio in the company truck, but I think I finally see the light at the end of the tunnel, maybe in about... a week and a half, 2 weeks, I should have the truck. They're saying the beginning of September, so although next week I've got to go down to Pawpaw and I'm working on some trucks down there for a week. But I'm hoping by the time I get back, the truck will be here ready waiting for me.
Well, I won't hold my breath, but we'll see. Any car shows for the Labor Day weekend, or you get 3 days off, I assume?
Yeah, 3 days off. There is a car show going on, but I'm not attending. Tomorrow, I don't have anything planned. I may go for a ride or something tomorrow, but pretty low-key. Sunday, I've got a friend of mine who is having a photo shoot down in Cadillac and has asked me to bring the hearse down, so I'm going to do that tomorrow, Sunday afternoon, and then Monday I'm in a parade. So we've got some activities, but nothing too dramatic.
Hey, well, it sounds sounds like a normal weekend, I guess. Okay, well, I don't know what I got planned. I've been doing mostly firewood, believe it or not, the last month. So I'm about done with cutting firewood. Now I've got to split it and pile it.
Yeah, I've actually got to cut some wood up coming here middle of September. My parents had all those trees come down in their yard over that ice storm. And my son, myself, and my wife are going to go over on the 17th to see about cleaning that up, putting some of it. I got the hiccups. Hold on. I had the hiccups. The 17th, we're going to go over there and see about getting stuff pushed back off the driveway so at least they can plow and that kind of thing.
Yeah, if my memory is correct, you kind of did that one day. You had a big chainsawing party back in, May or June. You came back and you kind of said, I'm a little tired after doing that.
Yeah, that was pretty rough. We did a lot of cutting and they had a lot of trees down, but we had to get it done because it was, they had to be able to get in and out of their driveway, so. But we got it all taken care of, and I say now we're just going to go over and do a little bit of cleanup. Spend 2-3 hours cleaning some stuff up, moving some stuff back, getting prepared for this coming winter.
Okay, sounds like a plan. I know I've got the cousins from Sault Ste. Marie in the UP coming over for the bicycle ride called the Leland Harvest Bike Ride, September 20th. And they want to camp in my backyard. So I've got a little bit of mowing and tree trimming to do to prepare for that. Maybe I'll get one of those fire ring thingamajobs. I don't have one of those.
Hey, there you go. That's right around your birthday, too. That's coming up.
Oh, I don't keep track of things like that anymore.
Oh, you may not, but I know I do, so. Oh, heck. But, anyway. So, it should be fun for you, having everybody up and visiting and that kind of thing. I know I'm ready for some downtime. There's a big one. I got a vacation coming up. I have taken September 12th September 12th through the 22nd off. So I am not going to work a full week in September until... Actually, I don't have a full week in September at all. I think the week of the 29th, which will be the end of September, beginning of October.
Uh-oh, sounds dangerous. Don't know what you'll be up to. All right, sir. Well, I'm going to go and finish supper. Heard your call, so I figured I'd respond. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Hey, good to talk to you.
Well, I definitely appreciate hearing you out here, and we will probably be by the radio for a little bit, playing a little bit of HF, and just kind of kicking back here tonight. The wife doesn't get off work till 11 o'clock, so I may just take her for a while. So, talk to you later. 73 WDAGX.